This is Archer Radio. We have the boyfriend and our friend John tonight.
It's his birthday.
You have to speak loud.
Happy birthday, John.
Why, thank you.
And it's Archer's birthday. Happy 48th birthday, Archer.
42nd. You're the old one.
I am old.
And we are tasting a wine that John brought over. It's called Queen of Hearts.
It's Cabernet Sauvignon from Santa Barbara County.
Appropriate.
Let's do Archer.
Oh, Archer.
I'll edit it out.
Let's do our tasting here. Let's go through the S's. All right. Where are you going, Archer?
Turn the piano because it's making the noise on it.
Tonight, Archer's name, because Archer is the waitress, and we're calling Archer Beulah. Oh, Beulah. Beulah.
Yes, you old man.
Clear the plates, please. We're ready for our wine. Now.
Okay, what do we have here?
Beulah, would you kindly refrain from lighting your cigarettes over our food? We do not want ashes in our food.
That's the specialty tonight.
Now, let's... Let's do sight.
It's a
very deep garnet.
I can't see my fingers.
Can't see your fingers. So we're here dealing with a full bodied red.
There's a hint of magenta in there. Just a
should
hint.
We let the listeners know that your friend John doesn't really know too much about wines.
John's
learning.
He likes
to choose wines by the label versus the.
And the label. The label is very clever. It's Queen of Hearts. And it literally is the Queen of Hearts who was hit on the deck of cards.
Yes.
From Santa Barbara, California.
It's a 2002.
Cabernet Sauvignon. It's from California, so we know it's going to be big.
But now, being a 2002, this could actually lay down for a couple of years.
This could lay down for another 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years? Yeah. How do you know when a wine can lay down?
This is actually kind of a young...
A big red, yeah, for a big Cabernet, this is young. For a full-body Cabernet, this is young.
Okay.
So you can have it now and enjoy it, but you can certainly have it 10 years from now and still enjoy it. In fact, we went to an event recently, one of the Virginia wineries. Now, the Virginia reds aren't necessarily the big full body. They don't have the growing season that California has. But every once in a while, Virginia will have one of those growing seasons that they can produce a bigger red. We went to a tasting event recently in which the crowd pleaser is the 1993 Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm-hmm. And it still holds up. It's 13 years old.
Wow. Okay, so we've swirled.
So we've swirled now. We've opened it up. Let's sniff.
And it's got nice legs on it, too.
Lovely legs. Archer has nice legs, too. Archer is wearing a miniskirt. And... Well, can we describe the go-go boots you're wearing?
You go right ahead, sweetheart.
Archer is wearing a pair of white vinyl go-go boots with a mini skirt.
And they go right past my knees.
Yes. And now Archer is going to be the entertainment this evening.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to strip later.
Well, I heard you were going to do a 60s revival go-go.
Oh, yes, yes.
But anyway...
John, just speak. Just speak up whenever you'd like to. Just join the conversation.
Okay, I'm joining. I'm doing the best I can.
You're doing a very good job of swirling.
Let's sniff. What do we get out of this? I get plums and berries.
Berries.
Plums,
I get the berries.
What do the legs tell you? I know you're supposed to be sniffing and.
Do you see the legs?
That's viscosity.
I do see them, and I think it's very interesting.
Longer legs usually signifies a quality wine. You got some good long legs
and
here.
Luckily, the boyfriend, is that your name tonight? What's your name tonight?
Oh.
I like this one. I can't really tell you why, but I like it.
Why don't you call me Javier this evening?
Javier, the boyfriend's new name for the evening. What was I going to say? Javier did what? Javier has supplied us with these big red wine glasses with a big bowl,
yes, nice,
so we can
bowl.
Swirl them.
Now, earlier when this was opened, I got some green vegetable green pepper,
mm-hmm.
which is a quality of Cabernet Sauvignon, but you don't want that to overpower a Cabernet. And as this is opening up, you're getting less of that vegetable quality. So
yes, John, what do you smell?
It's always important to let this open up. Big wine like this. What do you
come on?
Even if you just make it up. Dead air on the podcast is not good.
Oh, sorry, dead air. I'm smelling. I'm sniffing. I'm a little congested.
You're a little congested,
tonight.
That's right.
I'm getting a little bit of earthy, leathery.
I'm still on the berries.
But we have to...
I think I do smell fruity stuff. Mm-hmm. I know it's maybe an illusion that it could be sweet, but it's not sweet.
It's the impression that it's a...
But whenever you describe sweet in a wine, even if it's a sweet white wine, unless it's a fortified wine, which you really are describing its fruit character.
Yeah.
Unless there's a lot of residual sugar. But
I can tell you that compared to the earlier wine we drank this evening, it's not nearly as oaky. It doesn't have that wood kind of feel to it.
This one should. This definitely is, you get the oak in this.
Oh yeah. Gosh. All right. Don't listen to me, people. I don't know what I'm talking about. But
now remember, they can't see you, so when you wave towards the recording device, they can't see you.
But this one, this
yes,
Albemarle.
We had a Albemarle Red from Kluge Vineyards in Charlottesville, Virginia. And now, what are we going
to
say?
That had a really distinct wooden feel to it, where I don't have the same distinct.
You know why?
I'm mistaking what that taste actually is.
Both have obviously been oaked. That has definitely been French oaked.
This has it.
Is French oaked.
That's maybe why you got more of the oak from this one.
No, okay. French oak should be softer. This is American oak.
See, I don't know anything either.
Now this one is American oak.
You know what is not?
Because you still get some of that.
God, I need my reading glasses so bad. You know what is not on here?
What you get from the pepper and that... Let's just listen.
Yeah, listen to me.
Yes, listen to me, Beulah. You're here to wait.
I just want to say one sentence. Do you know what's not on this bottle?
What?
Oh, wait a minute. Here it is on the side.
Alcohol content?
Yeah, it's 13%.
Okay.
This 13%.
I think what John is detecting from the Albemarle Red is the Cabernet Franc.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yes, that's probably true.
Because I'm used to Merlots. I'm a Merlot fan.
Yeah,
because it's
that is a Merlot based blend.
Yeah.
That's mostly Merlot.
Whereas this is 100% Cabernet.
If you're getting the Franc, this is 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. So I'm still getting some of that vegetal, but this is definitely, if I had to guess, it's American oak. But.
Who knows? So John, tell our listeners something about yourself. Today is your birthday, right?
Today's my birthday.
And how old are you?
35th birthday.
35. He's single.
I am single, yes.
He's moving to Boston in a couple of weeks.
A couple of months. Yes.
So if we have any, we do have some Boston listeners.
Do you?
Oh.
Beth is up in...
she is out there.
She's not in Boston, but she's in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But you're gay, so...
I am moving home, and I am gay.
Are you a homosexual?
I am a homosexual.
By the way...
I'm also a little shy, so...
Yeah, you're talking really low. Speak up.
I just finished a wonderful filet mignon cooked by our chef, Javier.
Javier, yeah.
And it was just... It's put me in a very...
Melamine
sultry.
Well, I must.
What?
Mood.
I must tell you.
But
that
I'm single, of course, so it doesn't make any difference what kind of mood I'm in. So,
Archer likes to be bossy when he's doing his podcasting. Mm-hmm. Simply don't listen to him.
No, see, because
don't.
Here's
listen.
The thing. Here's the thing. I know what the audio level should be, and the boyfriend. Let's say,
how should the audio level be, Archer?
Now, I know the listeners can't see this, but John. This is the microphone.
Yes.
When we record at Studio A at Archer's condo, the boyfriend goes like this, in and out of the microphone, so I have to constantly move the microphone.
I don't know what you're talking about. He abuses
See,
me. You're
See,
abusive.
He doesn't know how loud to speak or how soft to speak. So then the audio recording is up and down like this, and it's annoying when you have to go to edit that.
And you know what?
You don't care.
Who gives a rat's ass? Right now, you need to get spanked.
You know what? All
just in time for your 48th birthday.
42nd.
42nd.
He's gotten 30.
Wait a second. John.
Archer looks great in his new striped.
Do you see this black and blue mark right here?
Oh, no.
No, of course you don't, because it's not there.
Well, it has faded a bit, but it was right there.
A little bit, yeah.
He could kick you.
Because
in the shin?
Yes, with his boots.
Why did you do that for him?
He was being ornery.
And who? He was being ornery?
And contrary, yes.
Interesting.
And he kicked me. It was abuse.
But I warned you. Have you noticed how Javier is always right?
I warned you.
Yes, he is always right, isn't he?
I know.
See, in a relationship, you have to give things up. And mm-hmm. if he feels better that he's right, you know, just...
You know what Javier is Spanish for?
The man who's right?
Jesus.
Are you sure? I thought that was Jose or something like that. Jesus, that's right. That's not Javier.
Jesus! He's really Javier.
Sweetheart, you fucked that up.
Nope.
Oh, thank you, John. You clarified that.
Because
that would be quieted him down.
Only because we both know that most people who are named Jesus, their middle name is Javier. It's Jesus Javier.
Gonzalez? Are you like, what's the word you're, forget it.
I am messianic.
Psionic?
Messianic.
Messianic.
You're messianic?
Mm-hmm. And you are the waitress.
Okay.
Clean up this mess!
Now he's doing his,
Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dearest impression.
Oh, is that what
Did
that is?
Did you see Mommy Dearest? Are you too young for Mommy Dearest?
Probably, I must be.
Do you so you're not familiar with that movie?
I mean, I've heard of the movie.
You've never seen it?
I don't think I've ever seen Mommy
Dearest. Is?
Yes.
Well, he is gay.
I do, but
Joan Crawford is.
You have to understand. I have some challenges in the memory department, so I could see a movie. Like this afternoon, I was cleaning because I'm getting my place ready for an open house next weekend. And I had the TV on just as background, and The Patriot was on. And I'm the type of person that will not realize that I've seen a movie until, like, I started watching it for, like, a half hour, 45 minutes, and then it kind of starts to come back to me, and like, oh yeah, I remember this.
That. Yeah,
Patriot. So I'm a little bit ditzy.
Heath Ledger.
You know.
Okay, so.
Yeah, he was really
Do you hear that, listeners? He's a 35-year-old ditzy man, single.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be a little bit flighty.
I don't think
so. But flightiness doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it can be a good quality in some respects.
Okay.
Beulah was downloading nude pictures of Heath Ledger.
No, that's not true.
There are nude pictures of Heath Ledger? Can you show me?
Javier has a lot of free time on his hands.
Uh-huh.
So he just peruses the internet
trolling the internet.
For nude photographs, you know, whatever he's looking for.
I just happened to find Heath Ledger nude.
And here's the thing. I say to him, oh, how did you find that? I don't know. Did you bookmark it? No. He doesn't bookmark anything. But he was able to get back to those pictures today and show them to me. Yeah.
I thought Heath was hot.
He was pretty hot.
Is he not? He's hot. Oh, he is hot. That's what
he's
I
mean. He's uncut.
He's uncut, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's him?
Yeah.
And it's when Brokeback Mountain, he did
it's when he's jumping off the cliff of Brokeback Mountain.
Well, that's far away. You can't see him.
No,
these are like someone who was on the set took pictures of him just before he was jumping off the thing.
Oh, interesting. You might have to show this to me.
Well, yes.
I don't want your podcast people to think, though, that we're just, you know...
What?
Sex crazed.
They would love that kind of stuff. You want to talk some sex?
No.
Oh, really?
This is.
I was going to ask you.
I'm already a little nervous.
I was going to ask you some intimate details, but I guess I won't.
No.
Well, you know how these you know how these waitresses are.
Nosy.
Cheap.
I think our chocolate cake this evening is something of interest to your listeners because...
Yeah, who decorated the chocolate cake?
Beulah did.
Beulah.
I was going to call you Bertha. Is it Beulah?
I'll respond to any name you call me.
Okay.
Tonight he's Beulah.
All right, Beulah.
Yes,
well, only because, really, I don't know,
Javier
and
Richard.
They invited me over for dinner tonight, and they knew it was my birthday, but I don't think they really knew anything about my birthday.
No.
And one of the main things about my birthday, which I was actually thinking about today, like, oh, I'm not going to get my chocolate cake with the chocolate frosting today, because my mother promised me that she would make it for me when I come home in a few weeks. So that's when we were going to do chocolate frosting. So I was like, okay, I can handle that. I'll just wait a few weeks. It won't be on my birthday. And what do I see when I walk in the door is a chocolate cake with chocolate frosting.
It's double food. Yeah.
And I'm just very excited.
I put the icing on.
Frosted it. Homemade, all the better.
Yeah.
So thank you for making this a very enjoyable birthday.
And do you have candles for
it? I do.
Oh,
then
we need to.
Oh, we should pour our dessert wine and light up the cake.
Get to it, Beulah.
Oh, Beulah, Javier. Aren't you Beulah?
Javier.
No, Javier. Javier.
Javier will be washing the dishes.
The lord of the manor. Beulah has been hired help for the evening. Oh, then, Beulah, we are ready.
If I was hired help, shouldn't my name be like Maria or something?
I like Beulah.
You look like a Maria.
Because I just crossed the border illegally, get it?
Why Maria?
I don't know.
Why not?
Consuelo,
there you go.
What do I mean, Javier?
Did you see the final Will and Grace? I haven't watched that show in years, but I happened to watch the final.
What'd you think of it?
And I didn't like it very much.
Nobody did.
I just thought it was
you're gonna open that?
Character, and
everybody I've talked to has not really been a big fan of that.
What's the maid's name?
Oh my God, you're asking me, I have no idea. What's the maid's name, sweetheart?
It must be something like Consuela, because that's what reminded me of it.
No, it's not Consuela. It's,
What does she call her? She's so mean to her.
I can see her, and I can't think of her name.
I've never been in one.
You know what? And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. All the listeners are screaming the name into their iPods right now. I have no idea who it is. Who is it?
I don't remember. How many candles are you going to put on that cake?
Well,
each candle represents a decade. So
this is a dessert wine?
Yeah.
Yes, it's from the Republic of Georgia.
So for John, we're going to have 30, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And then 1, 2, 3.
Louder.
4.
Stop.
5.
Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
35. Now, for a Beulah,
That's right, this is
10.
Beulah's birthday.
Is this
my weekend
money?
As well.
Are you saying that I had to ice my own cake?
Oh, no.
You're the fucking waitress. 10, 20,
Javier.
30, 40. Okay, so now we're almost there with Beulah. We have Beulah's candles on. Now, 41.
42. Are you going to light all those and get wax all over my cake?
41.
Is this really Beulah's cake,
42,
or are you going to make him another cake on Monday?
43.
He better.
44.
Stop it. Now you're being obnoxious.
46.
Stop it.
47. 48.
Javier.
Beulah is 48.
Javier. That is not a nice thing to do. Take those off that cake. I'm not kidding.
The holes are already there.
Where is the lighter?
I don't know.
You are not. Don't light all those.
Here, you have a candle. Use one of the candles for the melt wax on.
Don't light all those.
I will.
Don't.
Who's paying your salary?
Not you.
That's right.
Alright. Now, put it in front of John so he can blow them out.
I will.
No, we both have to blow them out.
Oh, yes, you should both. John will blow these out, and then Beulah will blow
them. So John will blow on this side, and I'll blow on this side?
Yes.
Get it?
Gosh. Oh,
you're so sexual.
I apologize.
I am so sexual.
Beulah doesn't get very much.
What?
What do you think? Should I pose naked for Beulah?
Yes, you should.
Yes,
you should. Before you move to Boston, you should.
That could be interesting. I don't think so.
We could, you know, hide your face.
What if that ever... My mother would not appreciate that.
She's never seen mine.
See, the wax is already dripping.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John and Beulah. Happy birthday to you. All right. Yeah, hurry up. Blow.
Oh, nice blow.
That was a good blow.
Ooh,
good. That was a good blow.
Yeah, Beulah.
Wow.
Beulah does give a good blow, doesn't
she? You should all see how beautifully frosted this cake is.
I did do a good job, didn't I?
And the actual cake is like perfectly round and it's just
okay.
Perfect.
It's lovely.
So exciting.
Is this the dessert one?
No. Do we need dessert glasses for it?
I don't know. We can use these, but like a dessert one, we don't need a lot.
Well, I haven't finished this yet.
Is a dessert wine always sweet?
This is a semi-sweet. It's not
semi-sweet.
A super sweet kind of...
And this doesn't look... Like, I wouldn't have known this would be a... Well, actually, it's in some Georgian language. I wouldn't have known what it was anyway.
No, you're going to get sweet character out of this.
Red semi-sweet wine.
Yeah.
Just put a little bit in here.
I'll give yourself a little more. It's your birthday.
Oh, it is my birthday.
I think the wax is coming up with these, so this is fine.
Okay, right. Do we swirl this as well?
Yes. Swirl
some.
Okay, wait.
Slide around.
Now, what would you want to do with nude, if your nude photographs, what would you do with them?
Well, you know, here's the biggest thing he could do with them. He could use them to get a date when you get to Boston.
No, I've never done that. I've never done the.
But you will.
You know, gay.com.
Well, I'll tell you why I did.
Pictures and that makes me all very uncomfortable.
Well, I'm a bit of an exhibitionist, but.
Oh, really?
What
he is a bit of, yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
Have you seen the picture? Have you seen his picture?
I've seen his pictures. He loves to show them.
I do.
John does like he goes, I've seen his pictures. He's looking off to the side.
I think they're good.
They are good, but. I just think it's...
The pictures I've taken lately, I think, are
better than mine, maybe?
Not in the body, in the artistic... I've gotten better.
Like, I'd be interested in the artistic part of it. And,
I've gotten much better. I'll show you the ones. I have to show him the New Orleans pictures anyway, because he hasn't seen those. Yeah.
But for me, it's like, well, but I'm going to be 65.
He wants to remember how good he was.
I don't want to remember that I was still in shape. I could still get a hard on. I still had all my hair and teeth. I mean,
sweetheart, you'll still be getting a hard on.
Have the listeners?
Oh yeah, they have seen his pictures.
Oh gosh,
knife, forks, come on.
My thing is like, I would be paranoid. Like I feel like I'd have to work out all the time, and before I saw you and did it.
The awkward part would be the fact that you know me already and taking your clothes off in front of me. That would be the hardest part, I think.
Bob would want to take his pictures.
Absolutely. Bob would see him and say absolutely yes.
Oh, I like that wine.
And that's sweet. Yeah. You should get some sweets
now,
in that.
Now that, I don't want to embarrass myself to say what I taste here, but
that's exactly what you should have.
It's completely up to you.
Very small piece for me. My first reaction was like this fire kind of burning, like wood burning taste.
Oh, okay.
Like, not charcoal, but like you're smelling wood
the
out
fire
of fire
burning somewhere, like a fall day or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I got out of it.
John, how big a piece would you like?
Oh, give me a big piece. It's my birthday, and this is my favorite cake, and I didn't think I was going to get it. And now I'm getting it, and this is very exciting. This is my orgasm, since I don't
get to
do that very often. Oh my goodness.
Since you don't get to do that very often?
Well, with somebody else.
Have you heard of this new thing called masturbation?
Well, yeah, like I said, with somebody else.
Oh.
So now I'm having an orgasm with other people, with my chocolate cake. It's wonderful.
Surely you've had multiple partner sex before. Oh, I shouldn't go there. Stop.
What are you talking about?
I think you're gonna just.
Ay. Just once.
I didn't expect you to answer that, John.
When I first came out, it was an interesting experience. Not necessarily a good one, but interesting.
Oh, that's too bad.
I haven't done it since, maybe with the right people.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem, as I was saying, is that you have to get over the awkwardness of me, of knowing me, for me to take your pictures. That's the only thing.
Are your listeners really going to be interested in this?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They like all this stuff.
Because this is, you know, actually the part of it that they actually like is that...
This is delicious.
This is the plain old daily life.
A huge piece of cake.
Well, you said big.
I know, but this is huge.
Well, just eat whatever you can. You take the rest of it home.
Oh, you're going to take a piece of this home.
No.
It's very good with this cake, this wine.
The wine is good with it? Okay, what's the, but the grape is this,
can I'm
this...
I'm completely unfamiliar with Georgia wines, but...
But I remember the guy telling us that...
This is the this country was the of name Georgia, of, not the no, state of Georgia.
Right. That he said this was the name of the grape, this Kindis Morali, isn't it?
That's delicious.
I think it's good.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I get the same kind of fruit characters I would get from a Cabernet, to be honest.
I was going
to
say, I get a little bit of Cabernet.
Maybe more currant, red currant.
I think red currant.
I think we will end the show, though, because my show...
Yeah, because Beulah's got to wash these dishes. Get your goddamn ass at that sink and wash these fucking dishes.
Listen, bitch.
Don't you give me any love.
You better be leaving a huge tip for that kind of talk.
Yeah, I'll give you a tip, all right. Wash those dishes and wash them clean.
Yes, ma'am. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for saying
something. What did you say to me?
Yes, ma'am. Ow! Stop it. You already bruised me once.
There's more where that came from.
Ooh, lucky me. We really want to thank our guest, John, for joining us on this birthday dinner.
My pleasure.
And
I think.
Absolutely. And if he ever does post naked for me, you know I'll be posting those pictures. Faceless, of course. And say goodnight. Say goodbye.
Bye.
That's all he ever
does. Goodnight.
Until next time, boys and girls.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, open your gift.
Love ya.
Mean it. Bye.
Aw. I didn't get a gift. This is so exciting.